for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
The Ordinary Epic contains depictions of fantasy violence, including combat, mortal harm, and bodily injury, as well as some cursing and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
The Ordinary Epic, Season 1, Episode 2, The Dip.
All right, Game 2. I have done my reading. I know what some of these dice are called. And I am ready to eat some junk food. Let's do this.
I am flattered that you're so excited to come back. Also, that you came back.
New guy seems chipper.
New guy's name is Marcus?
It's not a problem, Image Emo. A little bit of hazing, steep learning curve. It's all part of the dip. I got this.
The what?
The dip.
We didn't bring any.
It's a book by this dude, Seth Godin, that all of us had to read for work. What'd you think?
Yeah. I definitely did not read that.
Well, if you had, you'd know the dip is that time between trying something new and before you're good at it, where everything's difficult and, you know, you suck a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, most people just give up. It's uncomfortable, it's awkward, it's not always fun. But if you commit and power through the dip, you come out stronger.
That awkward place you describe is my domain, and I am its ruler.
I can see that.
Sounds like a waste of time to me. Why don't you just be smart and master whatever you're trying to learn in a few days?
And how often are you able
Most of the time.
That's cool. Daniel, you're pre-med. I bet you're all kinds of familiar with the dip.
It's fine, I guess.
It's a neat idea, Marcus. Definitely something to think about.
It is. And I hope you all do.
If we're ready to begin.
Yes, please. I have so many plans for this session. I won't spoil anything except to say that if you all cooperate, every one of us stands to benefit greatly. Even you, new guy. No dip required.
The unexpected lash of flame from Benedict's artifact worked to deadly effect. The buyer, badly burnt, again fled the scene, and you were able to make short work of the remaining archers. Though your gambit was not without its cost.
They killed our horse! I can't believe it! There's bad people. Sometimes, I will admit, that's us. And then there are monsters, you know?
I'm sorry, Merrick. Everyone else okay?
Thak, great.
You have 5 arrows sticking out of you.
Pretty boy have 2. Thak, win.
Kalis? Kalis?
Pointy ears?
Oh no.
Merrick.
He's dead.
Hey,
I'm dead?
Kalis is dead. You are only dying a little bit each moment of every day, your biology a closed system of diminishing returns, until one day, and you won't know which day until it happens.
Not helping!
Kalis took 4 arrows in that first volley, Dom.
Thak's still ahead.
And 2 more arrows in the second volley.
Damn it.
This is wholly and utterly New Guy's fault.
If you'll allow me, I'd like to introduce you to a concept called the dip.
No!
Here's a period of difficulty you did not expect, right?
You mean death?
Yeah. And so now you have to create a new character, which will be some amount of work, right? And then you have to build him back up to where Kalis was, which might be difficult, right?
I'm back to hating you again.
Maybe I was a little too grim before. Death may not be the end of us.
No.
Well, for Kalis, probably, but fortunately for us, what with the inevitable human-machine singularity, you may not ever have to worry about your own death. The concept will cease to exist. We'll just get upgrades.
The inevitable human-machine singularity.
Yeah!
Aren't you in love with Marcus? What happened to that?
No, I am not, and no, I wasn't, and no, I never would, as you are implying, try to distract you from my schoolgirl crush on Marcus by talking at length about one of my many interests. And oh my god, that was forever ago.
Wasn't that last week?
Can it, Muscles? Dom and I are having a serious conversation about serious things.
Right.
It's not you. Emo's a bit mercurial.
Daniel!
If everyone's ready?
Yes! Fix this? Or Kalis will spend the rest of his unlife haunting you.
That might actually be kind of interesting.
Not in a fun way. Fix this?
Your friend, the elven mage Kalis, lies dead before you, his body riddled with arrows and still warm.
Poor mouthy twerp.
Brother Benedict, is there anything you can do?
When it pleases him, Godwin grants me the power to mend minor wounds and ailments. To raise the dead? That is far beyond my ability, Merrick.
And what of your superior, Father Orin?
I am not certain. Perhaps? But from what little I know of that ritual, it must occur very soon after death. And the abbey is an hour's ride away.
Half a day's walk. Remember the horse?
Right.
Ugh, more heavy than he look.
Let's get moving.
There is another problem.
What?
Father Orin gave explicit instructions that I was not to return to the abbey with this artifact. And merely having it there was too great a risk.
Then you can wait with it outside. I'm sorry. It's just, this is our friend. We have to do whatever we can.
I understand. Let's go.
Slowly, too slowly, you fear, you begin to make your way back to Muscaton Abbey. And I will need a few minutes to prepare the next part. Please talk amongst yourselves.
You're very good at this.
Thanks, Marcus.
Seriously, you should think about going pro.
I don't think there's a professional league for game masters, but truly, I appreciate the vote of confidence.
You said you work from home. Are you a writer?
Oh, were you serious?
I mean, yeah.
I don't know. I dabble a little.
But you find it challenging? Sometimes, perhaps, discouraging that you're not yet where you want to be.
Yes, sometimes.
Stop! Right there.
What?
Oh, he's dipping you. Doing the dip thing. No more dip for you, New Guy. This is a dip-free zone. Are we ready yet or what?
Sorry to take so long. I'm only building an entire world on the fly here.
You're making all of this up as you go? That's incredible.
Well, it's equal parts planning and improvisation. Sometimes more of the latter with this.
Stop distracting her!
Why are we trying to save him again?
He has his uses.
Hey, can I ask a personal question?
I don't know. Yes?
You're super talkative as Merrick, but barely say boo outside of the game. What's going on there?
I say boo.
You should say it more often. You're a funny guy.
That's... It's nice. So are you. Funny, I mean?
You two better not be talking about dips over there.
Don't interrupt them. They were being super cute.
Okay, ready when you guys are.
Very ready.
Exhausted, wounded, you arrive back at Benedict's former home as the sun is setting, its brilliant light casting in stark relief the unsettling sight before you. The abbey's large wooden door is open. Several of the stained glass windows are broken, and even from here you can see that something terrible has happened within.
Wait here.
Not a chance.
We need to make sure we're not walking into an ambush.
Another ambush, you mean? If people are hurt in there, then we don't have any time to waste.
No one alive in there.
Father Orin?
Godwin's bald head.
Gonna lose another healer. He keep this up.
Let's go.
You're right. They're all dead.
Arrows. Fletching is the same as the Byers men.
But we kill Byers men.
It looks like this happened hours ago, before we fought them. They must have followed us here earlier today.
Gods. Father. Father Orin.
Brother Benedict.
I'm so sorry. This is all my fault.
Lad, you must...
Don't try to speak. Merrick, there might be some potions or something...
Listen carefully. You must do this. The Godstaff pieces. You must not let...
Father Orin?
Hey there, it's Jordan, executive producer of this show. Do you know what's awesome? Friendship. Consider reaching out to a friend who would just love this tale of ne'er-do-well adventurers and the people who play them. Word of mouth is incredibly helpful, so telling even one person would be an amazing way to support us. Thank you so much. And now, back to the show.
I'm sorry, Benedict.
We did this. I did this.
We didn't know.
You didn't care. You stole a dangerous artifact and then let the killer looking for it straight into my home.
We actually did try to sell...
Merrick!
I'm sorry for your loss. We lost one too.
And horse.
And the horse.
I don't know what to do.
You mentioned potions. Maybe there's something in here strong enough to help...
No, nothing like that. Maybe in the vault, but...
The vault?
No. No.
Wouldn't you do anything to bring back your mentor? Your fellow brothers?
I wouldn't betray my faith.
Really? I would. I would do anything, whatever it took, to bring back someone I cared about. And I hope they would do the same for me.
Father Orin wouldn't want that. None of them would.
Kalis would.
Thak would too. Keep in mind for future, please.
Only Father Orin is allowed to enter the vault. The rest of us are... were... expressly forbidden from even going near it.
Look, Benedict, I'd appeal to your sense of morality, but I don't have one of those and would probably say something grossly inappropriate. But I do know how to make a deal, and here's the best one you're likely to get. You help us bring back our friend, and we'll help you with this nebulous-sounding and likely impossible task of yours.
Thak not really understand that, but long as Thak get to kill... Thak happy.
Probably there will be killing Thak. I suppose that part is unavoidable.
Pretty boy say sweetest things.
Do we have an accord?
I don't suppose I have much of a choice. Though I doubt Father Orin would have wanted me to honor his last wish while in the company of liars and thieves. As he put it.
Murderers and thieves.
Right.
Like you said, you don't have much of a choice.
Follow me.
Led by Brother Benedict, the remaining members of your party descend into the Abbey's depths, where you discover that you are not the first to pass this way.
The vault is already open. How?
Now will you wait behind and let me do my job?
If we're doing this, I should go first. It should be me.
Hate to break it to you, but someone else was pretty obviously here before us. Damn it.
What's your fucking language? We in church.
Thanks, Thak. Ready?
Ready.
They're gone.
That's a lot of vials.
Thak, set Kalis on that altar. I'll try to find something.
Here go, pointy ears. Oopsie.
Very odd. It doesn't seem that they took anything except whatever was in this ornate case. This... very valuable looking.
Sticky fingers in your pockets, please.
I wasn't going to take the whole case. Just a couple of the larger gems attached to it. Maybe a few of the smaller ones, too.
I have some bad news.
Well, praise the gods. Today has been nothing but good news.
There isn't anything here with the power to bring Kalis back.
You're sure?
Maybe whatever was in that case, but by the time we found the buyer and got it back...
Oh.
There's another option, but it might not work, and even trying it, well...
I'm listening.
Godwin does not grant me alone the power to restore life. But using some of the objects here, imbued with his holy power, I might be able to... cheat it?
Really?
This is not Godwin's will, and defying him could have consequences. Kalis might return to us twisted, monstrous.
That sound like pointy ears.
This could provoke Godwin's wrath, which could fall upon me or all of us.
You're not used to being in trouble, am I right?
Well, no. I mean, yes, you're right.
The most difficult part of trying something new is how long it takes to get good at it. You just have to push through and eventually you'll get there. I promise.
Get where? Really good at being in trouble?
Or really good at killing?
Or both. Whatever you want to be.
I just know I'm going to regret this. All right. Place the vial here. Ah, okay. All right. Okay. You might want to stand over there. Great Father Godwin, by grace of your strength and the power of your gifts, restore to us this lost son. Though he was not your disciple, he was in your service.
Pretty.
And his restored life will be testament to your work
we
and your will.
Probably
Great Father Godwin,
stand back.
By grace of your strength and the power of your
it's
gifts,
supposed
restore
to, happen.
To us this lost son. Though he was not your
that
disciple, he was in your service. And his restored life will be testament to your work and your will.
That
Great Father
it?
Godwin, by grace! Hello?
Brother Benedict.
Father Orin?
I appear to you in a manner you both admire and fear. But I am not he.
Oh, gods.
Just so.
I have offended thee.
You have acted in a reckless manner, it is true. Yet you have done so in service to me. I am vexed and pleased. In equal measure, what am I to do?
I submit to your will.
Your will has proven somewhat stronger than mine of late. Not punish you. But neither will you have my aid.
Forgive me, Great Father. I don't understand.
The Elder God you know as Torak betrayed our trust when he broke the God Staff into many pieces, and this act earned him his exile. However, the ages have shown that he was not wrong to do so. Plans are in motion now that will be the undoing of all we have created unless they are stopped. This is your charge.
Thank you, Great Father. I will not disappoint you.
You need not call me Father, Benedict, for you are no longer my child. Go and discover your own fate.
Wait, but... He's gone.
No, it worked! Kalis!
It never once... occurred to any of you to first pull out the arrows?
Still wearing mine.
Look at me, they've healed over.
Good to have you back.
Brother Benedict, I presume I have you to thank for this.
It's just Benedict now, and mostly you have Merrick to thank.
You said you would run.
Well, you do still owe me that 50 gold, so...
As you well know, all debts are dissolved at death, so I'm afraid you're quite out of... Wait... Benedict is no longer an insufferable religious zealot.
Godwin has forsaken me.
Oh. But look at all these potions, balms, and salves! Will not want for healing, even with your affliction. Not to worry.
Yes, what a relief.
Thack, make yourself useful and help me load all of these.
Magic word, please.
You wouldn't know a magic word if it zapped you in the... Please?
It's like I said, Benedict. Now, you can be anything you want.
I wanted to be a priest.
Well, that took forever.
thank you anyway.
So, maybe this is a dumb question, but how does Benedict get his powers back?
That depends, Marcus. He might never.
Wait, what?
Benedict will either have to redeem himself or find a different path.
See, there's this concept. I'm not sure if you've heard of it. I like to call it the dip. Now, the dip is this period of time where things are really difficult, right? Are you with me so far?
That's cold, man.
Dom, don't be a jackass. Yeah, I think what he's trying to say is that sometimes when you're first trying something new...
All right, I get it. You guys really are the worst.
It is the worst, but only at first. If you just push through it...
Hey, too, Daniel.
After a while, you get used to their abuse. It's not so bad once you get through a sort of valley area. A kind of trough, if you will.
I take back everything nice I said to you.
See you next session.
Uh-huh.
The Ordinary Epic was created by Brandon M. Kroos and brought to life by executive producer Jordan Stillman, technical producer Brad Smith, composer Tiven Weinstock, graphic designer Haley Thurrett, and visual designer Sangjun Lee, with additional music and music editing by Bradley Jordan and audio by Matthew Lightbound. Season 1, Episode 2, The Dip, was directed by Stephanie LeBolt and features the voice talents of Rachel Bellman as Emo and Thack, Caitlin Gerdrum as Athena and Father Oren, Brandon Green as Marcus and Benedict, Michael Hisamoto as Daniel and Merrick, and Elliot Purcell as Dominic and Kalis. Extra special thanks to production assistants Neil Johnson, Liz Schultz, and Matt Kramer. Check out theordinaryepic.com for bonus content, original artwork, and to join our listener community. Season 1 of The Ordinary Epic is made possible in part by a grant from Neil Marsh of Eternity Cove Productions. The Ordinary Epic is copyright 2019, Close to Home Productions, LLC. Thank you for listening. If you like what you hear, please leave us a review. It really does help. We'll see you again in 2 weeks with Episode 3, Modern Day Thactivism. And always remember, the most difficult part of trying something new is how long it takes to get good at it. You just have to push through, and eventually you'll get there. I promise.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Greetings, fans of the esoteric, and welcome to the trailer for Madame Magenta Sonus Mystica. Hang on, why am I doing my own trailer?
Where will the people want to see their star, my dear?
No one can see me, Bernard. This is a podcast.
Oh.
You know what? I should have that deep voice chap doing this. You know the one. What's his name?
Oh, the strange name. Yes.
Like a fruit.
Red pepper.
That's
yes.
It.
Yes.
In a world where something, something, something.
That's the one. Oh, it's quite sexy, Bernard.
Ew.
Save that for later.
No, I'm not sure I can keep it up.
You've never had a problem before.
That was a very clever joke.
Yes.
I am a very turgid man.
You are? I'm going to make a cup of tea. You do the trailer.
Oh, right you are.
In a world...
Earl Grey or normal?
Earl Grey, please.
In a world where ghosts and angels walk amongst us...
Float! They float!
Float amongst us stands one woman, Magenta.
Oh, God, my bloody spirit guide's frozen the milk again. It's going to have to be iced tea, I'm afraid.
Oh, all right, fair enough.
Psychic, medium...
My throat... Oh, Magenta, I can't do this anymore.
Bernard, you won't get nodules. You're not Adele.
Well, actually, interestingly enough, that wasn't nodules. That was an exploding polyp.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine that? Ew. Exploding polyp. Anyway, that's not why I can't do the trailer anymore.
Oh. Do you mean...
Yes, the angelic manifestation by the dog bed, yes.
Here we go again. What do you want?
From the makers of Mockery Manor comes Madame Magenta, Sonos Mystica. For all fans of the esoteric. Available now wherever you get podcasts.